And looking forward to this weekend especially. It's the 2018 Penrite Hatter Desert Race. Johnny Contract, very good morning to you, Jono. How are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good, Matt, and a big welcome to all the Triple M club members and listeners, eh?
Mate, it's going to be fantastic this weekend, although there is a chance of a shower or two on Saturday. That'll certainly make things a little bit difficult on the track, I would have thought.
No, actually, believe it or not, a bit of rain won't hurt it, Matt. We do at times get a bit of dust out there because when you run that many bikes over a circuit like it is, it can cut up pretty well, but I don't think the rain will worry anybody. If anything, Matt, they'll probably relish it.
Yeah, probably right, actually. It'll certainly settle the dust out there. There's no doubt about that, so that's a good thing. So it is the 21st anniversary of the 2018 Penrite Hatter Desert Motorcycle Race this weekend. It kicks off today, officially runs right through until Sunday. What can you tell us, mate? What do you got?
Mate, 21 years, it's been a long time. I've been tied up at the event from the very beginning, and I've had the opportunity to really see it grow over the years to what it is. It really is an amazing event, and it's not just an event that we run here for competitors to race on, which they love coming back to, but it's almost become a real institution to this region as well. You're right, it does kick off tonight. About 3 o'clock onwards out at Condong Park, out at Redcliffe, they'll actually start scrutineering where the guys will get a little tag that locks to their bike that'll actually start to show transponder times for laps and the like. We've got some freestyle demos to be run as well throughout the night. The group has come to do that. Matt, they're the guys that do all the demos for the V8 supercars around the region and all around the countryside. So really good night tonight. Then on Saturday, tomorrow, we have our junior events we run. We're one of the very few clubs that run a race of this degree with juniors and give them their moment in the sun.
Yep.
And allow the guys and the seniors to run their prologue at around about lunchtime or a little bit before. That sets the tone for what the starting order is for the next day. And then obviously Sunday is competition day for seniors, and that's where we get into the bigger track and we run right through. So it starts around about 90-ish if people get down there, thereabouts, and it'll run right through the majority of the day. The faster guys will finish probably in about the 5 hours, a bit over, and then some of the other guys in other classes will continue to come through for the rest of the day. So it's a full day of events on Sunday.
And you mentioned on Saturday the junior and senior prologues, and of course the junior had a race kicks off at 7:30 on Saturday morning, so looking forward to seeing that as well. It is fully catered to the track, yeah?
The track itself's catered for. There's plenty there to see and do. We've got a couple of screens, Matt, which I'll just quickly touch on. Some large post screens that actually sit on the back of semi-trailers that we've used over the years. We'll have two of them out there this year. One will actually run all of the timing in that spectators area, which is down near the start line area. That'll run some numbers so we can actually see and track who's where on times throughout the day. But the other initiative that we've got running this weekend as well, Matt, which is the first time I know we've done it, and maybe a number of other clubs will probably follow at some stage across the country, we've got a handful of drones that will now chase anywhere up to the top 10 guys that will be carrying a different signal that will run.
Wow.
So we can physically on another screen track where they are on the track and physically grab footage from them as well.
Yeah, sounds absolutely fantastic. Really excited for it. And of course, tonight you mentioned at Quandong Park for the scrutineering. It's a gold coin donation, Saturday and Sunday. It's $5 per day if you want to head out to the Hatter Desert Race over the weekend. Should be an absolute ripper as always. Always well contested. And we'll catch up again on Monday for a full report and rundown. 2018 Hatter Desert Race. Always good to catch up with you, Jono. And appreciate your support.
Big thanks to everyone, Triple M, for their support as well, Matt.